Nolte, corporate media spread hoax Trump threatened the Pope. By John Nolte on April 10, 2026. That's the thing about the corporate media. There is no lie they will not invent and then gleefully spread if it damages Donald Trump. To them, the ends justify the means. To them, if the means further the cause, whether it's lying about the Pope or advocating for gender-affirming child mutilation, they see the means as moral because the authoritarian progressive cause is moral. If it furthers the cause, it's moral. This is the way Stalinists think. Mass murder? Mass starvation? Genocide, rape, blacklists, sexualizing kids? All are moral because the authoritarian cause those horrors aid and abet is a moral cause. All of this below? Moral. Trump didn't expect Iran to block Strait of Hormuz. Pete Hegseth bought millions in lobster for himself hoax. Zoran Mamdani was target of terror attack hoax. Trump quietly withdraws National Guard hoax. Only 14% of deportees are criminals hoax. Canadian mass shooter was female hoax. Melania Doc is a box office flop hoax. The rural America can't live without NPR/PBS hoax. The ICE detains 5-year-old hoax. The Hegseth kill everybody hoax. Trump destroying White House hoax. Photo of starving Gaza baby hoax. Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump tariffs will explode prices hoax. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if Doc's white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. And now we can add the obvious and shameless Trump threatened the Pope hoax to this list. Look at this. Sorry, I don't reward fake news with links. USA Today, Vatican official threatened by Pentagon attended bishop's installation. New Republic, Pentagon threatened the Pope after he criticized Trump. The Hill, Pentagon denies threatening Vatican during January meeting with Holy See's diplomat. Daily Beast, Top Dem boasts about his meeting with Pope Leo after MAGA goons threat. Snopes, Pentagon reportedly threatened Vatican in closed-door meeting. Newsweek, what reported U.S. threat to Pope and Vatican means. Mediaite, J.D. Vance confronted with report the Pentagon allegedly threatened Vatican with military force. The Free Press, a Vatican official, described it as a bitter lecture warning that the United States has the military power to do whatever it wants, and that the Church had better take its side. And on and on. How can you trust an outlet about anything that would willingly spread what was so obviously a lie? And now that the Vatican itself has said, the narrative presented by certain media outlets regarding this meeting does not correspond to the truth at all, will any of these outlets retract? Will they apologize? Will they become humble? Will they say, we need to be more careful about reporting this stuff? No. The lie is the goal. The lie is the whole purpose. We're not up against a loyal opposition. We are up against an evil willing to do anything to hold power over us, have sex with our kids, and destroy Western civilization through mass migration.